On this week's episode, I discuss the apprehension involved with change and how the greatest successes often lie beyond the comfort zone. To Mugen Cast. This week it's episode 26. Demetria Williams, your host with the most, back again in the studio after a week, I guess, layoff kind of. But back again behind the mic. It feels good. It feels great. In my little studio setup, desk setup here. It is currently 1 a.m. as I am recording this, so I'm very tired, but I felt like if I don't do this now, I'm not gonna do it tomorrow because I'm also busy tomorrow. And yeah, I had to get a podcast out, didn't do one last week, and it just didn't feel right. It felt like I was shortchanging you all, which I don't like doing. So here we are. Let me get comfortable. But I've been fairly busy over the past week, hence why I wasn't able to do an episode last week. Today is the 20th, I believe. So we're flying through August, by the way. It's very like unsettling how fast this summer is coming to an end. It's pretty much over at this point. But yeah, last week, super, super busy. Unfortunately, not with creative stuff, just with like regular work, which meant no creative work got done, really. I didn't really post many pictures last week, if any. No blog posts, no podcasts, like I said. And just like everything kind of came to a grinding halt last week because I was just like constantly doing something else or trying to get sleep in. I even neglected the gym for the first time this summer. I didn't go to the gym five times, or at least five times in 1 week, which felt very strange. So this week is going to be just me getting back into the swing of things, kind of. And it feels so weird to get knocked off your horse in a way, because I was going, I was not well, but decently for at least maybe 4 or 5 weeks now in terms of being able to keep up with creative stuff, work, and just life and in general. And then that 1 week hit, and it's just like, boom, back to square one. And you kind of have to like build yourself back up and build that long tail kind of feeling that you had going. But since it is 1 a.m. and I do need to get to sleep because I have to wake up at not super early, but a decent time tomorrow. I'm not going to make this one super long, but just to give a kind of recap of what I've been doing aside from work. Let's see. Doing a lot of reading, actually. I finished, I believe, how many books have I finished this summer? I think I've read maybe around 5 books this summer, which is pretty good for me going from 0 to 5. So I'm pretty proud of that. Primarily fiction, science fiction type stuff, which I'm definitely interested in because you can kind of just create whatever you want to create, which obviously is up my alley. But I'm thinking about getting into some nonfiction stuff, maybe some biographies. I'm thinking about checking out T.E. Lawrence's, I think it's 7 Pillars of Wisdom. T.E. Lawrence's 7 Pillars of Wisdom, which is like an autobiography by T.E. Lawrence, who's like a soldier and just like he was like a Renaissance man almost. He did a lot of different things. And the book has some interesting, I've seen some interesting stuff from that book. So I think I might read that to switch up my consumption, my book consumption. And then also another book by N.K. Jameson, I believe the guy's name is, or girl, because, you know, pen names, you never know genders out here, which is called, what's it called? I believe The Killing Moon, something like that. That's what I'm currently reading fiction wise. Pretty good as well. Got into Nora Roberts, too. I think one of her series is called, I don't remember the name of the series, but the first book in the series is called Year One. Definitely looking forward to reading that. It's like $10 on iBooks. I'm like, why are books this expensive? I just don't get it. I feel like a book should be like $2, $4, $4.99 max. Like $10 it's a bit excessive, especially if the book didn't come out like this year or anything. It came out like 5 years ago, almost 6. But whatever. I'm probably gonna end up buying it anyway, unfortunately. But yeah, a lot of reading, a lot of podcasts. I've been listening to this new NPR podcast called How I Built This with Guy Raz, where he interviews entrepreneurs and co-founders and CEOs on how they built their businesses from scratch, you know, the hardships they went through, the stories behind it, and the blood, sweat, and tears, pretty much, which has been really cool. as someone trying to, or someone who is currently in that process right now, it's pretty inspiring to hear what other people had to go through to create these amazing companies like Shopify, what else, Stonyfield Yogurt, Boom Chicka Pop, like all these crazy companies or good companies that we know about today all came from crazy places. So that's been an interesting podcast to listen to. Planet Money also is a really good podcast by NPR. I've been listening to that for months though. But yeah, that's what I've been doing pretty much, and work, of course. So that is basically my week, a boring week. But hopefully the things that I'm going to be previewing for this upcoming week will be a little bit more exciting. But before we get into that, of course, we have this week's creative segment, which I actually wrote out my notes for maybe like a week ago, a week and a half ago. And I'm like, I couldn't even find them today to do this episode, but I finally did. And here we are. So I feel like this was more timely last week because I was... the last episode, episode 25, I was talking about the different changes I want to make, and it felt like it would have been perfect to follow up with this message last week, but of course I was not able to get it out, so it's going to be a little bit belated, but if you didn't go back, or if you haven't gone back and listened to episode 25 of Mugencast, I recommend that you do so, because you'll be a little bit more updated, and I think this message will be a little bit more impactful as well, but let's get into it. So recently, I'd been contemplating making some changes to the Mugen brand or page or whatever you want to call it that I do. And I've already talked about these things, like I said, on last week's episode. A few of my captions as well, my blog, etc. So hopefully this isn't like completely fresh news to you. If it is, go back and look at some of my recent content and you'll kind of get caught up, brought up to speed a little bit. But that's the changes is not exactly what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about instead was the apprehension and the worry I had because I wanted to make this change. And I thought it was a feeling that I thought warranted an episode, because I think it's a feeling that a lot of people feel when they're about to make a change, a large change. So in the landscape of digital creation, one of the most stressed ideas or points constantly made is the need for a niche or like a specific area of expertise, similar to a business. You need to have what you want to do thought out, and you have to stick with it to be successful, right? So it's funny because this podcast, how I built this, discusses things like that, of people choosing what business you want to be in. You can diversify later, but at the beginning, you have to stick with your product, you have to stick with your audience, et cetera, et cetera. And you just have to find a formula that works and just keep repeating that formula over and over again and grow, right? That's the point of business in a nutshell. And on the digital landscape, it's maybe even more so, because if you're not producing content that people can get acclimated to and not necessarily fall in love with, but just kind of they can get a routine from you and know that you're going to be putting out this video or picture on these so-and-so days, they quickly fall out of love with you and lose interest, unfortunately. You can't really branch out in a million and one different directions like you may feel like you want to, how I feel like I want to so many times, because you want to retain that core audience, right? That core viewership, whatever it is. So I remember when I first started, I was more about like men's fashion outfits and stuff like that. And I stuck with that niche, and I was growing fairly comfortably with that niche as well. If I had stuck to that, I might have been maybe a couple thousand followers by now rather than a couple hundred. And it was going well. And all the way up until I realized I didn't care about fashion whatsoever, unfortunately. And I decided to change to a more photography, creativity-centric page. And of course, now my page is evolving again, so we'll see where that goes. But, you know, that was the transition I made from one kind of niche to the other. And of course, it cost me follows and fans and whatever else, because they came to me for cool outfit pics of myself, not just pictures of landscapes or other people, but it's what I wanted to do. Personally, it's just what I felt was right and what I felt was enjoyable. And that's the reason why we create things. That's the reason why we do anything, or it is the driving force behind the things we do, that we're enjoying them and that we want to do them. Especially with something that you're doing in your free time, you don't want to feel constrained to behave a certain way or do a certain thing, right? Like that's just defeats the purpose. And the change I aim to, I guess, implement now is that same idea, something I want to do that I think is a more concentrated, I guess, a more concentrated version of my creativity, and something I can enjoy more than what I currently do. That's why we evolve and we change our pages, because we, and creators, I'm saying when I say we, because we feel what we're doing right now is something, but you're always trying to get to that next level of enjoyment, that next level of your creativity where you feel like, yeah, this is it. This is what I want to do right now. And this is what I want to do for an extended period of time. But we're fickle. I think creatives are fickle at their cores. And you want to do something for, say, a month or 2 months, and then you want to do something else, which is completely okay, or it should be at least. Sometimes it's not in terms of your viewers and your fans and stuff like that. But it feels good to have that creative license. But applying it to more than just me, extending it to you all listening and beyond, it's so restricting. That feeling that you can't change what you're doing out of fear that what you're doing now is all you're capable of. You don't want to step outside that box because you're like, man, this has been somewhat comfortable for me. I'm doing what I'm doing at a decent rate. It's become routine. I can kind of guarantee the things that are going to be happening. You get comfortable in a routine. You get comfortable in a formula. And it's weird having to go against that. Even the fact that I knew I didn't really like fashion and outfit pictures and stuff like that, going from something different just felt almost like I was breaking a rule, when in a place where there shouldn't be any rules, creativity, there shouldn't be any, right? But that's what it felt like. And I think that fear comes out of being comfortable. Things may not be great, but they're manageable. This job doesn't pay great, but it's okay. If I step out of this safety zone, it may be worse. You know, all these things that we tend to think. But what I'm starting to accept is that nothing interesting, nothing amazing, which is what we're all aiming for, happens in the comfort zone. All of the great achievements and successes are somewhere beyond that, in places you're not actually sure you can reach when you embark on that journey. You know, the people who are creating these businesses and that podcast I was telling you guys about, they weren't really sure that they were going to be able to reach that in the first place. It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't easy. But in the end, that's what made it worth it. It was that journey and that uncertainty that was almost addictive in a way. And instead of shrinking away from that, they embraced it and they were able to find great success on the other side of it. And that's definitely not the case for everybody. Of course, businesses fail, people fail, ideas fail, etc. But it's that chase, that willingness to even start it that really matters, I believe. And to get there, it takes a lot of belief, right? An unwavering belief, I would say, to say to yourself, I'm going to leave something nice and decent to just have the chance, not the guarantee, just the chance to do something amazing. In a way, it works in contrast to the rational sides of our brains, but that's what's needed sometimes. You know, you have to be able to go outside of that when you're your mind, the signs may be saying you should keep doing this. This is the safe route. Okay, I'm going to take this other route just because I want to and because I think that what I'm truly after, what will truly make me feel good, is on that path less taken, I guess, or road less traveled, if I want to use a cliche. And one of the best examples of this idea is a quote or a statement, I can't remember what exactly, by Theodore Roosevelt. And I believe Teddy Roosevelt like enthusiast, but I think I heard this from LeBron, actually, funny enough, and I looked it up myself and I thought it was really cool, and it's a concept called the man in the arena. And basically it's the idea that the person who lives fulfillingly, who truly gets what they want, isn't the pessimistic kind of person watching from the sidelines too afraid to take action. It's the person who embraces likelihoods of failure and defeat and keeps pushing to find success and triumph. Those are the people who really live the best lives. Whether they fail or succeed, they live the best life because they actually tried to do something that was off the beaten path and on the road less traveled. You know, the value, like I was saying, is in the journey, not necessarily in reaching the destination itself. And one of the podcast episodes I was listening to, they had on Tobias Lucha, who is the co-founder of Shopify, and everybody right now wants a Shopify store. E-commerce is obviously really, really big. And he was saying that, you know, when he was contemplating different problems that he was having, of whether to continue the company, the stress of being a programmer plus a CEO plus a fundraiser plus all these other titles. You know, he was really stuck. And, you know, when he was going to talk with his friends and his other business partners, they were saying that, you know, even if this fails, you know, even if this none of this works out, it was worth it because all of the residual learning, all of the experiences, all of the things we've gone through together, like that was our reward. The money is great, of course, and the success is great as well. But if we, even if this all comes crumbling down, the fact that we were in this place at this time and attempted this and just made a run at it, that's what was really valuable, that experience. But that the man in the arena, I can't form my words, 1 a.m., of course. But the man in the arena kind of statement or quote by Theodore Roosevelt, it's really interesting. It's a good read. It's an inspirational read. I definitely recommend it. And in times where we feel that what we're doing is rash or stupid or that it's not worth it, think back to the idea of the man in the arena and that message. You know, it's motivating, I think. So if you believe something, I urge you to get out of that comfort zone a bit, at least. You don't have to dive headfirst into the pool, but pursue it. Even if it's in a minor way at first, even if it's in a side hustle type deal, pursue it and see where it goes. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't, but it'll get you closer to what you want as well. You know, and that's the point. We all want to move forward to our end goals, whatever those may be. But if you're just standing still, if you're not even willing to try, you're never moving closer. And that's the message for episode 26. I think I might call this one Man in the Arena. I had another name in mind, but I don't know. We'll see. But that was the creative discussion segment for this week's episode. Do I feel like taking it? No, I'm just going to push right through to the week in preview. Discuss kind of what I have coming up next, what's going on, and all that good stuff. So let's get into that right now. So let me think, because usually when I take my break, I can review my notes and kind of get this all correct in my head. Okay. One thing, the second summer Styles of Summer video is going to be coming out this week. I released the first episode week before last week, I think. Wow, time is flying by. Week before last week. So episode 2 is going to be coming out. It's another Kevin look, a Kevin outfit. Me and Jeffrey are hoping to link up and do some creative stuff and hopefully get another Styles of Summer video done before the summer ends, pretty much. Hopefully soon, and I have some other creatives that I want to link up with. But yeah, that video is going to be coming out probably tomorrow, actually, because this podcast is going to be going up. Well, it's a new day now. It's not Wednesday, but I guess the podcast and this video are going to be coming out on the same day. New blog post is going to be coming out this week. I have a few different topics in mind. I'm not going to spoil it here, but definitely a blog post is going to be put out. And also, hopefully I can start formulating some of the ideas I have to move the brand in the direction I want to move it in. And I can start sharing those with you guys, inform you how you can support me, whatever. So all that is coming this week. What else? I think I'm going to go do a photo shoot Saturday too. Not sure with who or where, but I'm definitely going to do a photo shoot Saturday. I haven't been out and just taking pictures just leisurely in a while. And I feel like it's just a quick kind of like sidebar here. I feel like once I get away from the creative stuff that I do and what I enjoy and like that routine, I just get hit so hard with the mundane, boring aspects of life. And it's just so, it drains me literally. And I feel like, I don't know, it's almost like I have to like recharge my batteries by doing creative stuff. Like that's what's able to like jumpstart my day or make me excited to go into a new day. Like if you're just waking up and you have nothing to look forward to, that is never a good feeling. And I feel like I was kind of feeling that way over the past week because I was just stuck doing work, boring stuff over and over again. There was no kind of like payoff of, oh yeah, I'm going to go take pictures. I'm going to go make a video. I'm going to go edit a video. I'm going to go do something creative. I'm going to brainstorm ideas even. It was just work, 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 work over and over again. And I'm so excited to break up that monotony and feel like I can branch out of that. And okay, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. It just makes me a lot more excited for the day. I'm not sure if you guys can agree with that feeling or understand where I'm coming from, but I think it's important that you find that thing that breaks up the day-to-day like minutiae, I guess, just the boring stuff that we have to do, just because, like, it's good to get out of that sometimes. Just a little side note. So Saturday, a photo shoot is definitely going to be occurring. I've edited a lot of pictures over the last few days, though. By a lot, I mean like 10, 20 or so, which is a lot for me because I take a little bit to edit each picture. So Instagram posts should be occurring regularly, for the rest of the week. So I'll probably be putting up about 5 for this week. So make sure you give those a look, support those. I also want to start pushing people more to the website for stuff. So I might start putting like some exclusive content on there, some exclusive pictures, new photo shoots, breakdowns, stuff like that. I think my longer form blogging should stay on my website. I was experimenting with doing it in the caption, but I think I'm just going to maybe do a little bit in the caption and kind of lead breadcrumbs to the website. I think that's a nice little sales funnel-esque way to get you guys to go over there. So gonna be doing that, hopefully. And just getting back on the creative bandwagon, moving this thing forward so I can be on the next episode of How I Built This with my own creative agency or something. I don't know. I have to see how this can all turn into a business someday. But anyway, that has been episode 26. I don't know what the name of this episode is gonna be, but I thank you for listening as usual. I enjoyed going through this episode. It was a topic that I kind of had burning, and it feels good to get it off my chest to you all. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to support me, check me on Instagram at Mugen.ig. That rhymed, interestingly enough. Check me on Twitter at Tales of Mugen. Check out the website, of course, forevermugen.com.